will now try and bring in the accounting officer in the city. That's the city manager, Babu Wiseman Khumalo. He joins us in conversation. Babu Khumalo, good evening. Really appreciate you making the time. Kindly take us through the reasons behind the reports that there was a trespassing and that that trespassing was brought as a result of the suspended CFO entering the building. Just maybe the nuances there. What seems to be the issue?
Well, good evening to yourself, Musa, and to your listeners. And I'm glad you've just went through our statement. And I must indicate further that we seriously condemn the act in our strongest terms, the unlawful and act of intimidation and the forced entry that we have witnessed today. And I must say, Musa, that we've never seen such, even when our communities are not hit with certain aspects of service delivery. They've never went inside our municipal offices and forcefully removed or intimidate our officials. I think this is one of a kind, and I must say that it is highly regrettable. And I also want to make a correction. I've heard the CFO saying there are about 100 police officers. It is completely untrue. We had 12 POPS members, and also they brought in 5 TRT members. The 100, I don't know who is coming from, but it is not correct at all. Musa, okay. If I can just come back, the CFO, we are dealing with a professional here. We are dealing with someone who has got legal advisors. And the CFO knows very well that the suspension was never as a result of a municipal manager. The municipal manager didn't suspend her, but what happened, council suspended her. Now, what happened, that means that the CFO, if she feels that she needs to come back, it means that council must look into the matter and reinstate her. Failure which the CFO, with all the legal advisors that she has, I'm sure she knows very well that if she's not happy with her not coming back to work, she was then supposed to go back to court and maybe get a court order so that when she comes back, she can be brought back through a court order. Mm. Not what we've seen today, that we mobilize people, come to the municipality. I don't think that is correct.
But also the CFO, city manager, is of the idea that it should have been the municipality that prevent her with an order from the court, because from where she sits, she says she did communicate with the municipality that I am coming back to work, and I'm not sure whether did you respond as a municipality to say no, you should not, because there's these other pending issues.
We received a letter last Friday from Atkins indicating that she's coming back to work on Wednesday, and we immediately responded to her to say, no, in terms of the regulation, the Municipal Systems Act Regulation number 32 of 2000, Regulation 6.6a states that if a senior manager is suspended, a disciplinary hearing must commence within 3 months. And I think she has said it herself that it has commenced. They have met, they have had discussions, they have had postponements. It has already started, commenced, Musa. Mm. Now, we responded and told her that the process of your TC has started, and within the 90 days, as stipulated by the regulations. Therefore, you cannot come back.
Mm.
Now, if she was not happy with that response, surely, you know, with all the legal, because she's very knowledgeable, you know, she was therefore supposed to go to court and seek the court to reinstate her, because council has not been sitting. Mm. It has not sat and deliberated on this matter, but we are still within the 90 days. The process has started. It's even outside the municipality now. It's with the chairperson of the, because the chairperson was appointed. Now, I, as the accounting officer of the municipality, I've got nothing to do with the hearing now. Everything is within, is now with the chairperson of the DC. Now, you wrote to us. You said you're coming back. She wrote to us. She said she's coming back to work. We responded and said, no, don't come to work. We've started with the process. She came on Monday. It was the DC that was sitting on the 28th. Again, it's set on the 21st. We took it for granted that, you know, she knows the law. She has got legal representatives as well. They understand what is currently happening. That's what happened. We did respond to them, and we were very clear that we have commenced with the process. We then need to see it must come to the end. You must wait for it to come to the end before you can come back to it and wait for the verdict.
Yeah. City Manager, you know how we got hold of the story is that I was literally driving past the city of Mbombela and the picture was not good. And I cry for those who could have came to the municipality for, you know, services to be serviced by the municipality. What sort of assurance then is there from the municipality, you know, from the municipality side around issues of safety? Because if I'm a civilian and I'm walking into the building of the municipality seeking services of the municipality and that happens, surely I'd be frightened and shocked. How then do you as the accounting officer account largely to the public, those who were there, but equally what will happen tomorrow?
Musa, I must once more apologize to our customers and our communities who always come to the municipality seeking services. And as I've said earlier on, that you do not expect this kind of conduct from our own employee who knows the process, that if this is happening, I must now go to, write to the municipality and ask the municipality to reinstate me, failing which, you know, as she has been going to court, she was supposed to go back to court. I must apologize to all our those that were affected and to those that were not even affected, because others were planning to come back tomorrow. And I must say that we're not sure what's going to happen tomorrow, but I have spoken to SAPS and they've assured me that they will make sure that they assist us, they will be present. And we want to indicate to our customers and to all our community members that they must feel free, it will be safe tomorrow. I will also be there in the morning. We will make sure that, you know, even our employees are very safe. POPs will be there tomorrow. All our law enforcement officers will also be there. But it's very painful that we're doing this because of our very own CFO that was appointed by council, who knew that if he's not here with the decision, what is the next step that she's supposed to be taking, rather than allowing people in her own name storming into the municipality, disturbing employees, you know, from doing their work, getting forcefully into the office. I don't think that's a conduct that you expect from a CFO of any municipality.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, I think it will be business as usual. We will have SAPS as well, and also our law enforcement officers will definitely be in the municipality.
Mm. City Manager, before I let you go, my producer just alerted me to the differing statements. You say 90 days. In fact, you said 3 months. The CFO was talking of 60 days. Which one is correct? Because I also sense that you are missing each other there. She's of the view that it ought to have set within 60 days. But you earlier on in the conversation I had, you said 3 months.
The suspension, ever since it started, we've been following the regulation that I've just read for you. The regulations, the code, is contained in the regulation of 2000 of the Municipal Systems Act, where it said before CFO could be done anything, we had to table a report to council of the allegation. And that's the regulation. And council had to take, it took a decision to ask the Shandon District Municipality to do the investigation, whether CFO has a case to answer or not. And that has happened. They threw this regulation that I've just read for you. Maybe after that, it came back, the report came back to council. Council gave CFO an opportunity following these regulations to say, please, we gave an intention to her that council intends suspending her. She responded using these regulations. Immediately after that, the report was brought back to council, and we then effected Regulation 6A, which says we need to start with the disciplinary process, and we need to make sure that we commence within 90 days. That has happened. I will definitely need to go and check again what is on a employment contract. But in all fairness, if you suspend all matters that are relating to suspension and other disciplinary issues, we follow what the regulations are saying to us.
Yeah.
And the regulations are very clear. That is why, Musa, even now, when she went to court, she had a problem with the report that was the investigation that was done by Eshanzeni District Municipality.
I see. Yeah.
But the regulation, again, as I've read to you, it gives us 90 days that, in fact, in 90 days, it says you must have commenced, not finalized, you must have started, meaning you must have given the charges,
sure.
You must have appointed the chairperson, the master suite within that 90 days. How long it will take, I don't know. It will all depend on the chairperson, but we're still well within the regulation. And I must say it one last time, Chair Musa, that if she is not happy with the response that was given, she knows very well that it's council that suspended her. She cannot forcefully come back without following a process. When she was suspended, a process was followed. And council resolved on that to say she must be put on precautionary suspension with full pay and benefit. It's not like she's sitting at home not getting paid. She is at home with full pay plus all her benefits.
Yeah, very interesting. City Manager, really appreciate you making time to speak to us this evening. Also bringing the side of the municipality into the conversation. Where is council sitting?
The council was supposed to sit at first. It was supposed to sit in to look at the progress report on this, just to inform where we are informing. We wanted to inform council to say the discipline that the DC has started. It was supposed to sit in December. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it to sit due to some internal challenges that we had regarding the signing of the agenda. Again, we tried to get it to sit tomorrow on the 25th. Again, the agenda was not signed, meaning, again, council is not going to sit. But what we want to take to council now, it was just the progress to say, council, you have suspended to give us 90 days to commence as per the regulation, and that has happened. That's what we wanted to tell council.
I see.
To say
see.
The matter is no longer in our hands. It's now in the hands of the chairperson. How long it will take the DC, we don't know, because you know, there's evidence that must be brought and so on and so on.
Yeah. City Manager, really appreciate you making time. There you have it, Mpumalanga. It's the City Manager of the City of Mbombela Local Municipality, Babu Wiseman Khumalo, talking to us this evening around this, what the, you know, the city terms unlawful acts of intimidation and forced entry at their premises earlier today. And this is all at the doorstep of the suspended CFO. At least that's what the statement seeks to suggest, that it's all of this brought by the suspended CFO, and of which the CFO says, I've wrote to the municipality and I told them I'm coming. What is the issue? Because I'm here to do my work. It's quite very interesting how it's happening. While the city manager says, look, we wrote back to the CFO and told her not to come.